The idea of a 13-year-old girl joining the hunt met with resistance.
Oh.
My husband, why must you take her hunting? She should stay here helping me and grandmother. She is our only daughter and changing. And the elders question what you're doing. Yes, woman, she is our only daughter. But she is strong. And old ways are passing. A large hunting party, men, boys, loyal dogs and horses, all journeyed east. Father, proud, confident, walked by my side. Each day I faced testing, unaware of scrutiny. I ate less than the boys and was just as fast. Father instructed me in many things, how to find water, identifying plants, how to track, and how to chip a point from stone. It was a great adventure lasting a month and my entire lifetime. Evenings at the fire were for storytelling and planning. Scouts had spotted herds of antelope, some on the plains near the canyon's edge. Elder hunters spoke of the stone wall funnel used by our ancestors. All sky people run. It is useful. We were instructed and shown what to do. The following day, hunters on horseback began the stampede. Experienced runners along the way channeled the antelope. Hidden, me and the boys watched. We were to jump out at the final moment. The consequence of failure was hunger. It was a tempest of commotion, shouting, barking, and the rumble of hooves all charging ahead. From the dust, pronghorn faces appeared, wide-eyed, nostrils flaring, my heart pounding energy through my veins. I jumped out at full speed, angling into the frantic herd. They leapt into air as though they would fly. Graceful, they were swallowed by the canyon. It was a great harvest of meat and skins. "This one's yours," Father said, excited. Because I was strong, I pulled to the top my antelope prize along with the boys. That night around the fire was primeval. The burning cedar crackling in delight cast an ancient glow. Our teeth gleamed orange as we spoke our hunting stories. For me, the excitement of that first hunt was not repeated. In the following years, the boys became stronger and faster. They no longer looked at me as equal, but as a woman.